Insurance Uncovered, a Talanx podcast. Enter a world of background insights, hidden stories, and finance topics drawn from the insurance industry.
Welcome to another episode of our monthly podcast, Insurance Uncovered. My name is Ria, and I'm looking forward to guiding you through this very exciting episode. So you are familiar with today's topic on the HDI job survey, we have gathered some news headlines for you that followed publication of the results of the annual job survey by HDI.
A life without work, yes please, Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. Work, attachment clearly diminished, ZDF Morgenmagazin. Germans no longer love their work, NTV. Survey, attachment to job declines, Wirtschaftswoche, Welt, Zeit Online, The Wall Street Journal. And who's going to do the work? ZDF Update am Abend. HDI Job Survey, 59% feel staff shortage, Ask Compact.
These are just a few of the headlines based on the HDI Job Survey 2023. This survey was conducted by market research institute YouGov on behalf of HDI for the fifth year in a row. Around 4,000 employees aged 15 and above were surveyed in May and June 2023. Today I'm talking to Jens Wackentin, CEO of HDI Germany, about the survey and would like to focus in particular on the topics that concern professionals in 2023. Jens, welcome to Insurance Uncovered.
Hi Ria, thanks for having me here.
Before we get to the results of the survey, could you explain to us why an insurer like HDI undertakes a job survey in the first place?
Ria, that's a fair question. We're doing this for 5 years now. We're doing this out of two perspectives. One, we are an insurer and we are an employer as well. So those are our two perspectives. On the one hand, it's very important for us as an insurer offering people protection against risks and have a precise idea about what they think about their lives and what they think about their jobs. So therefore, we did it as an insurer. On the other hand, we are a big employer and we have the ambition being the most attractive employer in our market. And therefore, the survey gives us ideas about what people find attractive about their employer. And therefore, we did this survey.
And what exactly distinguishes this HDI job survey?
Believe it or not, robust data about work in the future are quite rare. Therefore, we are doing this survey for the last 5 years, and we see a big attention, not only in the German market about this survey. This survey is quite unique, at least in Germany. And the simultaneous analysis of employees being of the age of 15 and above in all 16 federal states provides a representative snapshot. So it's a representative survey for the German employer market.
So the media response to the job survey shows that robust data is in demand. You proved to be a popular interview partner this year on TV and radio.
Oh yes. I was surprised about that. And of course, I'm not used being on the television. The media response was actually very overwhelming. And it demonstrated that the topic is a top priority for our society. And in my view, the issue how we want to work in the future will continue to become even more important in the next years. And the fact that our survey taps into the current vibe and is not simply reflected in the high coverage of the media, it's also demonstrated by the interest shown by TV and radio. This time, even the radio made a big interview, and therefore, for us, of course, it's a big motivator further doing this survey in the next years.
But wouldn't it be better to keep the knowledge to ourselves? And doesn't this maintain a unique advantage over our competitors?
The results from the survey were actually quite surprising, but our intention is for this survey to raise awareness for the social challenge. Our approach is also guided by our purpose. We take care of the unexpected and foster entrepreneurship. So therefore, it was in the end not our ambition to keep the results secret. An important factor for us is we want to make our knowledge about the working people available for a wider audience, underpinned by the evidence-based facts which we gained in this survey. Moreover, our objective is to use the data and to raise the profile of the debate of future work in Germany, and I believe not only in Germany. The transformation we all have seen after the corona crisis is in full progress, and I believe actually every company and all countries do see that. From our perspective, it's a big challenge facing the changes of work in general for society and for our customers as well, because we define ourselves as a partner for small and medium-sized companies, and therefore we wanted to provide this information to our customers as well. And of course, we want to recruit young talents. And it's quite important knowing what future employees are expecting from us. And this information we want to give to our customers, which are the medium and small-sized companies as well.
Are there any findings in this year's survey that you find particularly striking and would like to highlight for us?
Yes, of course. Now we are coming really to the numbers provided by the survey. 3 out of 5 employees in Germany are already reporting consequences arising from a shortage of staff and skilled workers in their companies. That results in an increasing workload for our people, which we asked in the survey, and workflows and work processes do decline. That's say about 14% in the survey. There is a growing willingness to change jobs. 14% said so. And almost every second employee, exactly 44%, feel that they are not appropriately promoted within their company. And 50% of the people asked in our survey cannot see any career development in their company. That is very surprising because on the one hand, we do see a shortage of colleagues. On the other hand, people do not feel adequately promoted within their company. So that is a big surprise.
So does the job survey show how the bond between professionals and their job has changed over the years?
It does. Let me give you one more detail from the survey. That is the importance of managers, the importance of what colleagues consider as their bosses. They say it's quite important. And 50%, 50 of the employees say a poor manager, a poor boss might be a reason for changing the employer. And one, I would always say, shocking fact is as well, the bonding to the work. Do I feel attached to work as a part of my life? Is it important or not? And the bonding to work declined actually to a record low. So what has changed, Ria? That was your question, right?
Correct.
So talking about probably the biggest surprise of our survey. In 2019, the first time when we did the survey, more than half of the employees, 53%, answered that they feel that the job has a high importance in their personal lives. In 2020 and 2021, probably under the influence of the pandemic, the perceived importance of work as part of the life even increased to 61% and 62%. And then after the pandemic went down, we saw a bit of a drop, not too much. In 22, 58% said, my job is important to me. And now in 23, we see a record low. Only 47% said, the job is important to me. So the importance of a job actually is on a record low for our last 5 years.
So were there reasons given for this development?
So now it's our interpretation about that. So the survey doesn't give any hard numbers about reasons. our view is, of course, the pandemic has changed our view. The pandemic first made work more important. And now after the pandemic, people are taking a second look at the work. And so we see it a bit as the after effect of the pandemic.
There is a school of thought out there that sees mobile working as part of the problem.
Well, yes, there's an ongoing discussion about mobile work, and I'm just giving my personal view, not claiming that I'm stating the only truth. One thing I'm actually personally quite certain, there is no going back to the way we used to work prior to the pandemic. We learned that hybrid ways to work do work out as well. What we're not sure about is how does the bonding to my employer react over time. I'm confident that trust, solidarity, and identification with the employer is a result of face-to-face meetings. So one needs to experience colleagues, one needs to experience personally the employer. So therefore, face-to-face interaction are important, remain important. I believe what we in Germany opted for, a 60-40 arrangement to our work, is a good balance. So that means offering up to 60%, offering the opportunity working from somewhere, and 40% in the office does work out. However, as we know from education, as we know from family, quality time is important. So the 40% being in the office need to be of a high quality. And that, of course, is a big challenge to all of us. Once we meet, we need to take time and attention for each other. Closing remark about this point. I'm very passionate about the social kit in our team. So that's why we are creating modern spaces which actually enhance meeting colleagues, interacting to each other. So therefore, inspiring teams is even more important than prior to the pandemic.
So the profile of the mood is very sobering. Are there any positive takeaways?
Of course. The survey gives some encouraging facts as well. 2/3 of all employees can imagine a working life beyond the statutory retirement age. So people are ready to work longer. In addition, there is a correlation analysis within the HDI job survey. For example, employees that feel supported by their bosses, by their managers, are much more likely on saying, okay, work is important in my life. My job means something for me. That is 58% vote positively compared to only 37% of positive votes and come from people which do not really feel supported. People, employees which feel supported by their employer do respond more positive vis-a-vis digital transformation. So digitalization is positive for my work or not. 63% give a positive response from the ones which feel supported by the company, against 42% of positive votes for employers which do not feel supported by their employer. So that means a positive attitude regarding digitalization is given by people which feel supported and promoted by their employer.
So how can employers utilize these findings for themselves in the future?
We believe the current HDI job survey provides an impressive perspective on the strategic importance played by HR, played by the HR departments, in achieving business successes. Companies operating with a long-term and targeted HR strategy can achieve a wide range of benefits, from retaining employees up to attracting new talents. Employees which are aware that their company relies on them and both supports and promotes them develop a strong bond with their job and with their employer. Another important aspect revealed by the study relates to the managers and their positive or negative impact on their employees. This feeds through into a climate and culture in the company. We do need good leaders, a good management who creates an environment in which their teams can develop their full potential because they feel inspired and motivated. Recall the 50% of the respondents saying they're willing to leave a company if they don't like the manager. So therefore, we believe the employers can take this survey as an opportunity, perhaps reshaping their HR strategy and investing into management development.
And how does HDI or Talanx plan to use these insights gained?
We have an excellent HR department, and I believe we have a very inspiring HR strategy. So I believe and we feel that this survey actually is a good proof of our HR strategy. So we believe we are in a very good way.
Thank you, Jens, for the exciting insights into the mood of professionals and the challenges both society and employers in Germany are facing. I think we can conclude that the shortage of staff and skilled workers has also reached professionals in Germany. Companies could counteract this development with a good human resources strategy geared towards the long term. Thank you again.
Thanks, Ria.
Insurance Uncovered. A Talanx podcast.